Watch your favorite ESPN Syracuse sports talk shows on QSportsTalk.com.
This is Orange Nation.
Stephen Pauley back with you here on a Wednesday edition of Orange Nation. As promised, we go to our guest line. If you happen to be watching us on QSportsTalk.com, you see our next guest live and in person, SU assistant coach Alan Griffin joining us. Griff, man, that was a great game. Pauley and I, you know, we both seen a lot of games inside the dome. That was, if not the best regular season game, it's got to be right up there. What a win for you guys last night.
It was great. It was great to see, you know, guys have their moments. Obviously, Frankie hitting four free throws, consecutive free throws. You know, obviously, Buddy doing what Buddy does. And Jimmy playing out of his mind. It was just one of those things where it was so many different storylines in that game, and it was especially an entertaining game. You know, you go up 16 at the half, and you come back, they cut the lead, they take the lead, you know, just a seesaw back and forth. It was great. It was great basketball. Very entertaining.
You left one name off that list who's played terrific since the Bahamas is a guy you coach, Jesse Edwards. You know, what's changed in him? His hands look amazing. He's catching everything.
Yeah, you know, Jess always had good hands. I just think that his confidence right now is sky high. And, you know, that's because of the work that he put in over the summer. I think the guys are doing a great job of finding him. When he gets the ball, he's just, you know, doing what he does is just put the ball in the basket. So it's twofold. You know, it's the guys looking out for him, but also to him finishing the plays, which is got him on a great run right now.
All right, you brought up Frank and his four free throws. I got to ask you about that. Frank talked after the game last night, said that he recently changed kind of his mechanics slightly on the free throws. He says it's working a lot better for him. He said he's putting the ball a little bit higher in terms of, you know, shooting the free throw, and it's worked better for him. He says, you know, he's been working with the coaching staff. Take us through that slight adjustment, and, you know, how, you know, this is a perfect example of a guy putting in work and then it pays off in a big way in a game.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, it was Coach Behan's watching him shoot free throws every day, and it was one of those things where Coach seen something in Frank's mechanics that he thought that would help him. So he came over to our basket, and he actually had Frank kind of slow down a little bit and put the ball a little bit upwards and right off his finger so that he wasn't rolling the ball. And it actually has worked wonders for him thus far.
You know, since we're talking about the centers, I feel like I have to ask about Barama. I know we haven't talked about him in a while, but, you know, when Coach Bayham ruled him out for about a month or so, that would put him at right around December 1st or so in terms of getting back and maybe working out again. Can you bring us up to date on his status? How's he feeling? Is he working out? Any sort of timetable for him to maybe return?
You know what? There hasn't been a timetable set that came across my desk. I don't know. You know, Brad Pike's done a phenomenal job with him in getting him back. I think it's going to be one of those things where it's going to be, you know, psychological for him. He's been out so much and missed so much, and due to injuries on top of injuries. So we just want Brad to get back as healthy as he can, and we'll figure it out from there.
You know, in terms of this win last night, I mean, Pauley and I discussed the game yesterday going into it. And, you know, Pauley used the term must win. And, I'm always uncomfortable with that term, especially this early in the season. But I understand where he was coming from. You know, the fact that you were 3-3, you had lost two games down in the Bahamas. You know that you got, you know, the Florida State, Villanova, Georgetown coming up. It felt like a very important game. Was there a little extra urgency going into that game last night? I mean, I know you try to treat all the regular season games the same, but, you know, we're humans, and I would imagine the players were feeling a little pressure to bounce back last night.
Yeah, I just think that this team has been battled really early, and it was one of those deals. They were ready to get back to playing basketball, especially coming from the Bahamas. And I was telling somebody this yesterday. I was saying, like, after the game, excuse me, last night, I said, think about it. You know, we lost to a very good VCU team who's going to be at the top of the Atlantic 10. Colgate is going to be, you know, in the Patriots, going to be one of the top teams in the Patriots. You know, Auburn could win the SEC. So, I mean, when you think about the teams that we played thus far, it's one of those deals where you're going to – you learn from everything, but especially those games, because those teams are going to be in the conversation of being one of the best teams in those respectful leagues. So it was just, again, we saw a really good Indiana team coming in here, and we wanted to give them our best shot.
33. You guys gave up 33 points in the first half, 55 in the second half. What changed in your defense from first half to second half, and are you concerned about the defense?
No, I mean, I'm concerned about the defense regardless. It's one of those things where, you know, obviously you guys see our games. It's a sore spot in our program right now in terms of, you know, trying to figure things out, especially for this team. But, you know, teams make adjustments. Coach Woodson is a very good coach, and he made some adjustments, and he got the kid Jackson the ball. You know, it's one of those things where they started to make their shots. And that's just – you got to defend it a little bit better.
You brought up Trace Jackson Davis. Is that the best player you guys are going to see? He was amazing. Is he the best player you're going to see this year? Or if not, top five?
Auburn had a pretty good player,
Auburn
too.
Did you? Yeah, I guess.
The kid at Auburn was pretty good. And then, you know, if you watched the Duke game yesterday, they got a pretty good first
game,
too.
True.
So,
that's true.
I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, in college basketball, it's going to be great players on every team, no matter what level it is. And, you know, we saw a couple already. So it's just one of those things where we got great players, too. You know, if you ask those guys, they'll say Buddy was pretty good, too. So we just got to kind of figure things out defensively, continue to try to work on the boards and keep making shots.
It's a perfect segue, Griff, because I was going to Buddy next. Paulie and I were discussing how, you know, especially in that double overtime, those three straight possessions. I mean, he looked like a pro last night. And he's, you know, he has had flashes where he looked like a pro. But that stretch of give me the ball, I'm going to, you know, put this team on my back and find a way to win this game. Can you speak to just his remarkable growth from, you know, where he started to where he is now, that, you know, it's not a stretch to say this kid's going to be playing in the NBA in the not too distant future?
Oh, definitely not. You know, but again, since I've gotten back here at Syracuse, there's probably one guy that I know I see every day in the gym at some point, in the weight room, on the court, in the training room, getting treatment. It's him. And his hard work is paying off right now. The kid, he works tremendously, and the thing about it too is that he got a lot of fight in him. You know, and that's just his DNA, and I'm just happy to be a part of his ride.
All right, last one for you, Griff, as we get you out of here. The schedule does not get any easier. You're heading down to Tallahassee for the ACC opener on Saturday against a really good, athletic, defensive-minded Florida State team. They're physical. What can you tell us about these Seminoles? What do you expect to see on Saturday?
It's going to be the same thing we've seen, you know, since in the Bahamas. And after the Bahamas, with, you know, the game that we played last night, teams are going to be physical with us. Teams are going to try to attack us in the middle of our zone and try to hit, you know, look down low. And they're going to try to play physical with us. And you know what? We've seen it. We know what it takes. We just got to go out there and execute our game plan. And if we do that, we'll be in every game that we play.
All right, Griff, as always, appreciate the time. Congrats on the big win, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, fellas.
All right, there he is. SU assistant coach Alan Griffin following that big win last night, 112-110 in double overtime. We got to take a timeout. Phone line's open now for the next 45 minutes, though, up until we bring on Mike Curtis from Syracuse.com. So if you want to chime in, now's a good time to do so. 315-437-7644. We're back after this on ESPN Radio.